I'm Ron Esposito, and our guest this evening is Paulina Belspalco, and we'll be talking about the Xavier University Jazz Series. Welcome, Paulina.
Hi, Ron. Thank you for having me.
Starting on Sunday, September 17th.
Yes, we're having our Ohio-born great trumpeter, Dominic Farinacci. I've heard Dominic on many occasions in Cleveland and around the globe, and he's just performed at Newport Jazz Festival and was picked by Christian McBride. Dominic is an incredible, very vibrant musician, and one of his interesting projects that he's been doing calls a Modern Warrior, when he's exploring life of military troops and soldiers who come back from the war and how they adjust and kind of trying to get that journey through music and help them to readjust so we don't have this kind of a box of being in the war and the civilians and how everything kind of integrates together.
Well, and then coming up on Sunday, October 1st, the saxophonist Noah Preminger with pianist Gary Versace.
I've heard Gary was on Anat Cohen last year, and I was absolutely mesmerized by his energy. And I believe he's kind of a disciple of Chick Corea. And it was interesting to me to pair those two guys, Noah and Gary, with our local trio, Brandon Coleman, who is an incredible guitarist and very active in the local community and the local music scene and incredible talent. So I was proposed to collaborate with all these people, and I'm incredibly excited because Noah is a powerhouse jazz musician, absolutely incredible. Jazz was named Young Rising Star of Downbeat Magazine 2017 for tenor saxophone category. So all that mix, I'm sure it will just blow everybody away.
Yeah, so that's Sunday, October 1st, Noah Preminger with pianist Gary Versace. And the Brandon Coleman Trio.
Yes.
Thursday, October 12th at the School for Creative and Performing Arts.
Hudson is a super group. It consists of drummer, legend, Jack DeJohnette, bassist, Larry Grenadier, keyboardist, John Medeski, and guitarist, John Schofield. This is an incredible concert and incredible collaboration with Blink Festival of Cincinnati. It will be part of that four-day celebration, the celebration of arts. And I thought that this would be incredibly perfectly fit into that category of innovation, of exploration of different styles of music. As you know, all these guys by themselves are incredible musicians, but together it makes them just it's a bomb.
So the School of Creative and Performing Arts Corbett Auditorium, what's that hold, about 500?
More than that, yes.
Yeah, more than that.
Yes, more than
that. Yes, as a promoter, you're hoping that it holds more than 500.
I do, and I think part of this, when people go and see art installations as a part of a Blink festival, sometimes it's nice to go inside and listen to great music. So arts and music, all these fusions is what interested me the most, and I think this would be absolutely perfect.
And they get their name because they all live in the Hudson River Valley.
Exactly.
That's a beautiful part of north of New York City, mm-hmm. the Hudson Valley.
Mm-hmm. This will be a special event.
It will be. On Saturday, October 28th, a pianist from the West Coast, Josh Nelson.
Josh Nelson was discovered by me kind of on a little bit of an accident. Christian McBride and his NPR program, Jazz Night in America, did a funny comparison of La La Land, you know, the Oscar award movie, how they portrayed jazz musicians and how it really is. And Josh actually almost was chosen to be a hand of the jazz musician in a movie and did a very, very, very interesting interview in the comparison of how this really works in Los Angeles, where he's from. He's incredibly polished, with an absolutely stunning, magical touch on the piano. One of those incredibly interesting individuals because he also very much into astronomy and he did this project called Exploring Mars. So I think it would be interesting to bring somebody from another coast back to us.
So Josh is going to be playing with a trio?
Yes.
Piano, bass, and drums. Josh Nelson. Then on Friday, November 3rd, multifaceted drummer Eric
Harland.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard Eric last year was Chris Potter on their project Aziza. And Eric just simply blew me away. I had goosebumps all over myself when I was hearing to Eric. And so I came afterwards. I said, I want to have you at the series. So he's bringing his own project, Eric Harlan and Voyager. If you want to hear drums that's been never heard and played before, come. Because he's one young, full of energy, full of experimental spirit, and simply a stunning musician. Was already, for his young age, quite a bit of a portfolio.
Boy, when you look at who Eric has played with, Betty Carter, McCoy Tyner, Joe Henderson, Michael Brecker, Wayne Shorter.
And Mariah Carey, even.
Right. Been in a lot of groups with Joshua Redman, Dave Holland, and Kevin Eubanks, and one of my favorite guys, Charles Lloyd.
Yes.
All right. So Eric Harlan and his group. All right. So coming up on Friday, December 8th, Kneebody.
Kneebody. Kneebody to me is a kind of a smaller version of Snarky Poppy. They're jazz, funk, rock, electronic influence music guys of, again, younger generation representative with a different approach to life, different approach to stage, a different approach to music, open to mixing it all together and finding their own voice. Saxophonist Ben Vindel, who found the group, trumpeter Shane Ansley, keyboardist Adam Benjamin, and bass guitarist Kevin Restiger. And of course, drummer Nate Wood.
All right. A great piano player, Jason Moran.
My eternal love, Jason Moran. I heard Jason with Paul Motion, Lost in a Dream, one of my favorite albums, and it's all Jason Puentealism is, and colors and highlights of drums in Paul Motion album. It's incredible. So I think words actually fail to explain what Jason is. He's from Texas. He's been to the scene for a really long time. Also, he's behind the music score of a movie, Selma. He's an incredible composer, not only incredible pianist, but also done a lot of projects with museums, installations. So he's a kind of a renaissance man, really, of jazz.
Right, and he's Jason Moran, and his trio will be appearing on Sunday, March 4th. And he's got a hot group with him, aside from Jason at the piano, Taras Matin and Nasheet Waits on bass and drums. Those cats are hot players.
And I believe it's also be some tribute to Thelonious Monk. That's been Jason's this year project.
And then on Saturday, April 21st, the saxophonist Chris Potter.
Chris is coming back to series. Chris was here 2 years ago, played at the Woodward Theater where we presented him as part of our series. Chris is the person who basically spits fire when he's on stage, and you just have to be very careful not to get burned. He's a living legend. What can I say?
We've been in conversation with Xavier, music series director and professor of piano at Xavier University, Paulina Bezpalko. More information about the Xavier University Jazz Series will be available on our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. Paulina, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure to see you, Ron.
And as a special note, you can hear an interview I did with Noah Preminger, saxophonist, who will be appearing at the Xavier Jazz Series on October 1st with pianist Gary Versace and the Brandon Coleman Trio. That interview will air here on Around Cincinnati on September 17th. I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great evening.